Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan CBS Sports Network. Jerry out this morning. We've got CeeLo in here, and he's got a lot to tell us about, so we will get right to him. Hello, CeeLo.
Good morning. It was the first thing I thought about when I woke up. How am I going to pack all this in today?
Yes.
There is a lot
pack
to
it
get
in.
To.
Pack it
we
in.
Are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today to Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. No Kevin Durant, no Klay Thompson for the final quarter plus of Game 6. The Warriors, though, still got a great look to force a Game 7 with the Raptors.
Iguodala lobs the pass over to the far sideline. Green tracks it down to Curry for three. Misses. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Kawhi Leonard. Dribbled out near center. It's loose and on the floor.
They called a timeout. Draymond Green called a timeout. They don't have one left.
That's Raptors radio. Steph Curry no good in the open look there. He was just 3 of 11 from three-point range on the night. Kawhi Leonard then drained three free throws to close it out after that. 114-110 the finals. The Raptors capture their first ever NBA championship. Leonard a beast in the series and all throughout the playoffs, named finals MVP. Quite a year for him. Even in victory remains even keeled.
I don't care about what media has to say about me. Or want, if they want me to score whatever, 30 points, because I did the game before, I'm going to come out and play the right way. I'm not trying to make headlines.
We'll see about his future, where he's playing his basketball next season. Big efforts by the supporting cast as well. Pascal Siakam, 26 points, 10 rebounds. Kyle Lowry had 26 and 10 assists. Serge Ibaka, 15 points off the bench. And Fred VanVleet was great again, 22 points, including 5 threes.
We got guys who had to get it the long way, who had to get it out the mud, who had to get it against the grain. And we got a team full of them coming from all different places.
We were in the mud last night.
Oh, yes, I know.
It looked we were out the mud. We were in the mud.
It looked like a sloppy track at Belmont, man. That's why I was very ginger around those bases.
Yes, I could see that. But, you know, the interesting thing, that kid VanVleet has come out of nowhere.
Yeah, he had a great postseason.
He really did.
He was an X factor for them, for sure. On the flip side, bitter end for the Warriors, and wondering what could have been if they had had a healthy Durant and Thompson. The latter missed a game earlier in the series, and then after pouring in 30 points in less than three quarters, missed the final 14 minutes or so of this one. It is a torn left ACL, confirmed by his agent in the wee hours of this morning. Hard to believe, says Steve Kerr.
When Klay goes down and is out for the game, it's just, you know, sort of a, you got to be kidding me. Like, this has to stop.
That amazing toughness by Thompson, too, coming back out onto the court to shoot his free throws just so he would be eligible to return. He drained both of them, too. Ended up leaving the arena on crutches before the game even ended. Draymond Green, not surprised.
Klay is, he's crazy, to say the least. You know, he loved to play basketball, and no matter what he's got, he's going to try to be out there on the floor.
And for Curry, he's got to live with not draining what would have been the go-ahead three ball in the final seconds of the final Warriors game ever at Oracle Arena.
Whenever I drive by it, I'll have great memories of, again, what we've been able to accomplish in this building. And as we, you know, move across the bridge, want to be able to continue that and create new memories.
And who's on the roster remains to be seen. The road team wins the final five games of this series, including a 3-0 mark for the Raptors at Oracle. And for Kawhi, he joins LeBron and Kareem as the only players to win finals MVPs with two different teams. Leonard the first to do it in both conferences. Meantime, as Toronto was celebrating on Golden State's court, we had the Woj bomb about Masai Ujiri, that the Wizards are apparently gearing up to make him this offer. I know you touched on it in the open there. $10 million per year and some ownership equity as well. But then we've also got this situation with
Masai
Ujiri.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video right now. I didn't know this happened overnight.
Hours, I think it was coming.
Yeah.
I only
so
just
what's
saw
the video? What
ago.
Is it?
So it's basically the initial tweet says, breaking, sheriff's deputy reportedly pushed and struck in the face by a man believed to be a Toronto Raptors executive after game six of the NBA Finals. That is Masai Ujiri. And it looks like, now you can't see the strike in the face.
Right.
And the
it's push. Clearly Masai Ujiri. It's just a matter of what happened before the video camera turned around because it caught the tail end of it.
And it might, this is speculation right now, but it looks like this is right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He's trying to get down to the court.
Exactly.
And maybe the sheriff, the deputy, whoever's working security there didn't know that he was an executive.
Right. If he wasn't wearing credentials, maybe not.
Right. Yeah. Tried to stop him. Maybe an altercation started
there. Yeah, well, that's on his ass. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. You got to have the credentials. Yeah. You got to be able to, you know, the people doing security got to be able to identify you.
Yeah, I mean, and Kyle Lowry comes over and grabs him and pulls him out of the crowd onto the court.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, if it escalated to something that physical where he's getting struck in the face and pushed, I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, the sheriff.
Right.
It's a deputy. Yeah. Yep.
We got to see what happens.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's really no excuse unless, you know, you're getting assaulted yourself to defend yourself in that way. So we'll see what happens. But that is, I mean, you're the toast of the town.
I know,
you win a championship, and now you got this.
But they're on the road, though. That's the thing. Like, it wasn't in their home building. So
right. You
could understand why people may not know who you are.
Yeah. Sure.
And the guy's just trying to do his job. Depending on how this whole thing plays out, let's just wait until we, you know, because we're speculating here. It's crazy. It's chaos. He's trying to get with his team. You know, probably doesn't have any sort of credential on. They don't know who he is.
Yeah.
They got to stop him. He gets upset because, you know, you don't know me. Well, how the hell are they going to know him?
Yeah, and also, who knows? Maybe these two guys afterwards talked it out or something. We don't know any of that. We just know that we have this video and there's, you know.
Yeah, but apparently the sheriff's department is claiming that this deputy was struck in the face by a man they believe to be Masai Ujiri. So this camera that was on the baseline there, it's as it turns, you can essentially see them being separated by someone else who was there playing Peacemaker.
There's got to be some sort of video. I guarantee you there's some sort
of video. Someone had it.
Well, either that or the building has it because they have security cameras all over the place.
I mean, the NBA just does not stop churning this stuff out, right? Yeah. They don't stop.
Yeah, and that's what the one tweet said. They're waiting for a response from the league. So
that's the thing. Like when you play on ice, they have boards and stuff, and you can only get through like on the ice a certain way.
Yeah.
The basketball court, you come down, it's wide like a free-for-all.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll move to baseball. It's a rough night for the locals. The Mets took a 4-2 lead into the ninth inning at rainy City Field. Edwin Diaz could not close the door.
And Bader rockets one down the line for a base hit. Wong around second, heading for third. Gomez plays the carry. Wong's going to be waved home. And Rosario can't come up with a relay, and the game is tied.
That's Gary Cohen on SNY. Harrison Bader's RBI double knotted the score at 4. He was thrown out of the third base on that play to end the inning and the game, at least for the night. Suspended by rain. They'll resume this evening at 6:10 before the regularly scheduled game. Umpires and the grounds crew were getting ready to put the tarp on the field after the bottom of the eighth, but they then reversed course. Mickey Callaway explains.
We went out there to see what was going on, and as we were out there, it lightened up pretty good. You know, obviously you could tell it wasn't raining as hard, and they're like, okay, let's try to fix it.
He probably said, yeah, look, I got Edwin Diaz coming in. He'll get this thing done quick. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll put him out there. The game will be over.
I'm not sure Mickey was the one who convinced him. Pete Alonso was out of his mind. You saw this video.
It was hilarious. So he sticks his glove under his jersey. So it looks like he's got a big gut and he's walking around like with this look
his
on
hat's
his face.
Half off.
Yeah. He's like, what are we doing here? What are we
doing?
His hands
are in the air.
And then Rosario's out there waving the tarp the grounds crew to roll it back up. It was a very strange thing. And, of course, Edwin Diaz ends up not getting the job done, which is just so friggin' frustrating.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, two outs, runner on first. All right, you gave up one run, 4-3. I mean, get the guy out. Get Bader out. No, whap, double, guy scores.
This is reminiscent of last year for Jacob deGrom.
Yeah, it is starting to feel that way a little bit. It was a 9-minute delay before Diaz threw his first pitch of the inning, and he wasn't sharp.
It's tough. There's no doubt about it. You're ready to come in and start getting some outs, and then you have to sit for 9 minutes.
His third blown save, and as Boomer alluded to, another wasted outing by Jacob deGrom. He gave up 2 runs over 7, 8 strikeouts. Paul DeJong got him for a solo homer in the sixth. The other run came across on Matt Carpenter's infield single against the shift in the third. When that inning ended, deGrom slammed his glove to the floor in the dugout, then picked it up and threw it against the wall, not happy about the shift.
I did go in and look, and he does not hit the ball there very often. I think it's been
a year, honestly, since he's hit a ground ball to short.
So basically calling out, I guess, whatever analytics they had that suggested putting on that shift. So a little frustration there. Another no decision for him. Michael Conforto at a two-run homer. Dom Smith an RBI single to highlight the Met offense. Again, completion of this game at 6:10. And then Steven Matz opposed by Daniel Ponce de Leon afterwards. In Chicago, the Yankees wasted away a 4-0 lead.
Swung hard, a high drive to deep right. Back goes Tarkman on the track at the wall. She's gone. Leury Garcia pounds a 3-2 pitch over the right center field wall.
Go ahead, solo homer in the seventh. John Sterling, you're a fan. Pretty much. That made it 5-4. Turned out to be the final score in favor of Chicago. Garcia winning a lengthy battle with Adam Ottavino.
Give a lot of credit to him for fighting me there and getting me in that spot. And I didn't want to walk him. Gave him a pretty good pitch to hit, and you know he didn't miss it.
That's 7 out of 10 now. They've
yes, it
lost.
Is. Yes, it is.
And their starting pitching has been shaky at best. Shaky. You know, Happ's got a
4-2 now.
Yeah, but he's got a 4-0 lead last night. And he goes out there and he gives it right back. So.
Jay Happ, that's right. He had Garcia got the team on the board with an RBI double in the fifth off of Jay Happ. Tim Anderson then followed with a 3-run homer. Happ worked into and out of trouble in the fourth. Did not get the job done in the.
Didn't get it done. So. Yeah, I just think it's about, you know, playing a complete game. I think we'll get back to doing that.
As Boomer mentioned, seventh loss in 10 games for Aaron Boone's club. And as Gio alluded to, the bullpen has let them down as well recently.
We get off to a good start, obviously, with four, but aren't able to tack on any. They got to the pen a couple times in a couple of those losses.
Yanks still in first place by a half game as the Rays lost to the Angels last night. Britt Gardner, two-run homer. Clint Frazier, RBI single, but nothing from the Yankee offense after the fourth. Tonight, you got CC Sabathia and Lucas Giolito. Pregame on the fan, 6:30. Giolito, 9-1 with a 2.28 ERA, and he has essentially halved that ERA since the beginning of May. He's won his last 8 decisions. Elsewhere, Shohei Ohtani, first Japanese-born player to ever hit for the cycle. His Angels beat the Rays 5-3, and the Red Sox dug out of a 6-1 hole to edge the Rangers 7-6. National League, Dodgers best at the Cubs 7-3. The Diamondbacks shut out the Nationals 5-0. They've won 7 out of 8, and the Braves topped the Pirates 6-5. 7th straight win for Atlanta, a game and a half up on the Phillies atop the National League East. Round 1 U.S. Open from Pebble Beach, Justin Rose 6-65. He's got a one-shot lead over Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen and Aaron Wise. Rory McIlroy 3 back. Brooks Koepka, the 2-time defending champ, is 4 behind. Tiger Woods grinded out a 1-under 70.
A lot of red numbers here. So, you know, these
soft conditions.
Well,
yesterday.
Soft conditions. Doesn't look like the wind's going to be picking up anytime soon either. And so I don't think the players can be bitching about the USGA setup about the US Open. You know, Phil Mickelson missed like a 1.5 foot putt yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that has nothing to do with the setup of the US Open. It has everything to do with the setup of him putting. So I thought it was great. The production was terrible. I mean, I'm not talking about the talent's fine. They're fine and everything else. But, man, I'll tell you, they missed some shots yesterday. And I'm like, wait, it's a national championship golf. You can't miss shots.
You can't have this amateurism here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.